Here if you'd prefer. Then Dr. Warren looks back at his file, which I now realise is folded to conceal a newspaper. It confirms something I'd suspected for most of my life, that no one cares. 1. Jessica. 6 months earlier.
Jessica!
Jessica had nearly escaped through the magnificent double front doors of Debbie Montgomery Squires' home when she heard her name. She had just finished a room overhaul, 3 hours of painstakingly ordering her client's bathroom cabinets into a Pinterest-worthy vision of colour-coded, labelled and stackable containers. The result looked spectacular. All of Debbie's friends said so. The fact that all of Debbie's friends were present to say so was the reason she was dangerously close to being late for her next client, even with the extra 15-minute contingency time she built into her schedule. Her first instinct was to keep walking. Nothing, nothing vexed Jessica more than tardiness, except perhaps messiness, and people who cut corners, or people who missed RSVP deadlines. Jessica always RSVP'd to invitations the moment they landed in her hand or inbox. Then she diarised the event, made a note in her organisation app to buy a gift, if necessary, and created a block of time in her calendar to ensure she had an appropriate outfit to wear. At least 48 hours before the event, she decided on appropriate transport and mapped out the time it would take to get there, with 15 minutes added for contingencies. Jessica had agreed to today's job only as a personal favour to Tina Valland, a beloved client who'd purchased a gift voucher for Debbie as a birthday present and begged Jessica to attend personally, rather than sending one of her excellent staff, because Debbie is such a dear friend. These days, Jessica could afford to be choosy. Since her home organisation business had taken off a few years back, Jessica left the grunt work to her staff while she concentrated on positioning herself as Australia's leading expert on home organisation, appearing on The Morning Show and Better Homes and Gardens with handy tips for a more structured life. Debbie had booked her session on the same day she hosted a post-Pilates coffee morning. It wouldn't have bothered Jessica had Debbie not seen fit to bring each woman to the bathroom one by one, announcing, "Jessica is my home organisation whiz," before inviting the guests to tell Jessica all about their own organisational struggles. "You don't mind, do you, Jessica?" she'd say. "Of course not, Mrs. Montgomery Squires," Jessica replied. But Jessica did mind. Now, Jessica was running late for her next job. "Jessica!" Debbie said, jogging to catch her at the door. Jessica sighed, pasted on a smile, turned around. "This is awkward," Debbie said. "But I've noticed some items missing from the bathroom. I feel awful bringing it up." Debbie did not feel awful. Debbie could barely breathe through her delight. Behind her, in the living room, 7 women in activewear sipped lattes and pretended not to listen. The 8th leaned forward in her chair and gawked unashamedly. "I reorganised your bathroom cabinets," Jessica said, trying for patience, "which means everything will be in a slightly different place. I left a cheat sheet showing you how to find..." "I understand that," Debbie interrupted, "but I've looked carefully." Jessica wondered how carefully she could have looked in the 4 minutes that had passed since she left the bathroom. She also wondered if there was a way to go back in time to the moment she agreed to do the job so she could slap herself in the face. "May I ask what's missing?" Debbie glanced back towards her Pilates friends, suddenly less assured. She lowered her voice and leaned a little closer. "I'm missing a bottle of Valium." Jessica pulled herself up to her full 5-foot-nothing height. She felt humiliated as well as appalled for service people everywhere. "I can assure you, Mrs. Montgomery Squires, I have not taken anything from your bathroom. But if you are concerned, I'd be very happy for you to search my bag." She held out the bag, glancing away as if she couldn't bear to watch. For a shocking moment, Jessica thought Debbie might actually search it. But the other woman said, "That won't be necessary." After a momentary stalemate, Jessica's phone began to ring, saving them from navigating an awkward exit. "If there's nothing else," she said, "I do need to get to my next appointment." Debbie nodded stiffly and Jessica turned and strode away. "Love your home organisational services," she said as she slid into the leather seat of her new Audi. If the traffic lights were all miraculous,